The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, 1-2-25, that's where we are. Watch how fast it goes. Now, if Trump makes it and is actually inaugurated, and that's not a for sure in my book, there's a lot of, things are too quiet out there. These two events in New Orleans, horrible, absolutely horrible. And the Cybertruck bomb attack in Las Vegas, where only the driver was killed. Both speak to me of MKUltra or some other kind of mind control. I think these guys were programmed. It's doable. It's a fine art now. Make no mistake about it. We're going to talk more about that in hour number two tonight with Gary Holland from Las Vegas. In the meantime, we've got Frosty here. Let me read this to you real quick. Not the whole thing. Just Frosty's latest article. Are you angry about what's happening to our country? I am livid. I could just spit at this president and the Congress. Every day we click on the television, yet another tragedy visits endless Americans. It's beyond comprehension. Some nutjob Muslim ISIS terrorist killed 15 and wounded 30 by driving his truck down Bourbon Street, New Orleans, at high speed. He carried IEDs along with a reported couple of other terrorists. With more IEDs set up in other parts of the city. I didn't hear about them going off, but at any rate, they were allegedly there. They're calling it the New Orleans Massacre. Kind of reminds you of the Las Vegas Massacre. They claim 58 people were killed there and lots wounded. Gary and I think it was well over 100. They lie about everything. What government agency doesn't lie? And Frosty goes on to say, it's another mini 9/11 perpetrated on the American people because our horses-ass president and Congress won't stop mass illegal immigration from Islamic countries. ISIS. You notice how ISIS is back in the news all of a sudden? ISIS, which in my view stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. Mossad has its hands in everything. Don't underestimate that. I'm not kidding. All right, he goes on, and it's a very, very well-written article. It'll be going up tonight as well, as always. Frosty, welcome back, and let's keep those seatbelts handy at least, huh?
Well, thank you, Jeff, and my heart goes out to every young man, certainly mother and father, to those lost in the
right.
New Orleans massacre. I got to tell you, I worked in New Orleans. I actually worked there. I was the head trainer for United Van Lines, Johnson Storage and Moving. And I spent a lot of time, and I walked up and down you know, Bourbon Street myself, listen to all the jazz, which is, I have to say that New Orleans is incomparable in the world. There's no other city on the planet like New Orleans. We have been blessed with such an extraordinary history, you know, right on down the line. And so I just, I'm very sad. And so I wrote that piece, The Unmitigated Gall, Incompetence, and Corruption of Joe Biden. I have to admit that I have to respell the word gall. It should be G-A-L-L.
I corrected it. I corrected okay. it. I got it. Yeah.
Here's what's happened to us. In the past 4 years, Joe Biden has put a bullseye on the American people. And when I say bullseye, he's called all of us who support Trump or anybody else that is not supporting him garbage. He's called you know, people who go to school board meetings terrorists, and he sends the FBI in there, and then he says white supremacy is the biggest threat to this country. No, the fact is 15 million illegal aliens that have crossed the border at the invitation of Joe Biden in the past 4 years, along with his sidekick, Kamala Harris, those are the people that we've got to worry about, because there is no doubt in anyone's mind. Even Christopher Wray of the FBI said we are at the highest level of threat that he's seen in decades. And the reason is stems from the fact that Joe Biden engineered and invited all of these illegal aliens into our country. He was almost like Merkel, Angela Merkel, down there in Germany when there was 1.5 million of them coming in from North Africa and the Middle East. She let them in when she should have turned them back, kind of like Orban did with Poland. You've got to maintain the integrity of your country. You've got to maintain the integrity of your family. The reason you lock your doors at night at your home is because you want your family to be safe. You don't want marauders. You don't want thieves, rapists. You don't want burglars. You don't need any kind of violent people coming into your home. I mean, the biggest seller in this country is all of these devices that do video shots of anybody that comes to the front or back door, or even it covers the, and even the rich people. If you go to rich people's homes, they've got guards, they've got all sorts of protection. And so, you know, why is it that we, the American people, are being blamed for something that Joe Biden did, and along with his sidekick, and we get to be the victims of this thing? And I'm not kidding you. If you look at what's happening to Europe, it's the same thing. And we're following right behind them. And it's time to stop this insanity. Our leaders should absolutely repeal the asylum bill. We don't need to take on the world's problems, because we can't save the rest of the world. I've said it before, but I want to say it again. Most Americans don't realize that the third world adds 83 million new refugee babies every year. Get a hold of that. 83 million new babies net gain every year in third world countries, on their way to adding a billion more refugees within 12 to 14 years. I mean, we're going to, the U.S., the American population is going to add 100 million more people because of legal immigration. And the rest of the world is going to add well over a billion more refugees. How much longer, you know, can we sustain these numbers? You know, it's ironic to me. I see the, because I worked as a volunteer ski instructor for the handicap at Winter Park, Colorado for 24 years. I got to work with every kind of child and or young person or adult, girl and boy, male and female, you name it, and every race, and help them to ski down a mountain. And here we have the Shriners. They're begging for you to spend $19 a day to get little kids that don't have arms and legs, or they can't see, or they have all these really physical problems, and they're begging the American public, and yet the U.S. government has spent every year for the last 4 years $150 billion, B as in boy, billion dollars to fund all these illegal aliens, house them and feed them and medically care for them, and also the 300,000 per year anchor babies. That makes no sense. We need to start taking care of America and Americans first, not the rest of the world.
How are we going to do that, my friend? How are we going to do that when we have no representative government left at all? There's nothing there, maybe a handful of people. Forget it. It's not there. They're not going to stand up for America. They have no problem sending $250 billion to Ukraine and Israel. They're no problem at all. Our homeless population is off the scale now. No money here. No money for Americans. We don't count. This is not our government.
You know, there's, and I want everybody to really sober up. You know, Europe's being overrun by Islam, okay? They're scaring the heck out of anyone who's not Islamic. They've got over 90 go zones in Paris alone. Sweden is being taken over, Malmo, Sweden. And my brother lives over there, so he gives me reports virtually weekly. But these people, this ideology, just like what happened in New Orleans here in the last 48 hours, this ideology doesn't give up, and it even tells you what it's going to do. And so this is a quote by Omar Ahmad, and he's the director of the Council on American Islamic Relations. And, of course, you have to understand there is no Council on American Islamic Relations because Muslims hate the guts out of America and hate the guts out of the U.S. Constitution. He says, I'm quoting, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran should be the highest authority in America and Islam the only religion on earth," unquote. That should put a chill down everyone's spine, because this religion is a political, violent religion with a very angry God. And Muhammad was just an absolute beast and a brute of a man, raping, killing, cutting people's heads off, cutting their hands off.
Yes.
And yet here it is, all these centuries later, since the 6th century when he came into being and started this absolutely insane religion, it's proliferating around the world by the sword. Because as Muhammad states and as the Quran states, you must convert or kill all non-believers. As a matter of fact, on the social media of this guy named Jabber, who was a Muslim since youth.
I think it's Jabbar.
Yeah. So Jabbar, he said, we must save the believers and kill the non-believers. That was on his, I'm paraphrasing, but he absolutely said that on his social media.
An army veteran too, right?
Oh yeah.
Supposedly.
Well, they go into the army, but again, you have to understand, there is a law, a concept in the Quran where you can lie to further your situation as you, it's called hijra, as you cede another country. And obviously this guy...
But you know what's funny? In the religion of Judaism, they have what's called the Kol Nidre prayer. And if you recite the Kol Nidre prayer, it's about a paragraph long, Once a year, you are forgiven for any sin or wrongdoing you may commit in the year ahead. You're forgiven in advance for anything you might do. That's a ticket to ride right there. So, it's a similar kind of thinking.
Well, having seen a lot of religions around the world in my world travels in the last 50 years, every religion fits its region, fits its people, its tribe. I went to Ayers Rock in Australia, and the Aborigines of Australia believe that it's the dreamland, and that's where all life began, at Ayers Rock. I actually climbed on Ayers Rock in 115 degrees of heat, and so that's their religion. I've been down on the Amazon River, and if you see all of the Aborigines of the Amazon, they have a totally different religion because they live in a totally rainforest. Their gods, and of course many of these different tribes have different gods, but you have to understand that there are over 4,000 religions on the planet because, you know, humans grew up and they grew up in all these different regions. The Eskimos up in Alaska, they have a totally different religion from anybody here in the United States in the lower 48. And of course, you know, if you go to the Aztecs, they used to take virgins and toss them into the pit of fire, you know, there in Central America. So that's how they have. And then, of course, we used to burn the witches in Salem, I think, Salem, Massachusetts, in the early days of the United States. So no religion out there is innocent and pure, because they've all done some really nasty things. But in the 21st century, I think the quote that I just gave you from Omar Ahmad, that pretty much sums up what Islam does and what it is and what it's going to do. And again, who snuck into the White House pretending to be a Christian but was a Muslim? Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. He's a full-blown Muslim. That is a fact. You can't escape it. And he
Muslim
did more damage by
too.
Bringing more Muslims into this country than in any other president.
Yeah, yeah. He's a horrible traitor.
Oh, he is. Oh, it's no question. You know, and so you sit here, and then you see this incredible intrigue. And I bet everyone's literally nodding your head, because we have been lied to for 4 years. I started writing about Joe Biden's Alzheimer's 4 years ago. You can go back to Rinse.com under my category, and I started saying, hey, I have firsthand knowledge of what's going on with Alzheimer's, and Joe Biden is not in charge of his faculties. And his wife hit it even before the 2020 election in 2019. She hit it. His closest advisors have hit it. You know, Morning Joe and Mika, whatever her name is, they hit it. They pretended it wasn't going on. You've got just about all these talking heads, and they're all lying to the American public.
They shouldn't be watched, Frosty. They're spewing their poison right into your subconscious mind. Sad. You go into a trance when you stare at a screen and become fixated on it. And whatever happens to go into your mind is no longer being held up and analyzed and somehow understood to be evil or good. It just goes straight on in. You get in that mind state. It's like being mesmerized, and everything that you see goes right in, and that's not good. Another downside of the terminal screen addiction we're all facing. Go ahead.
Well, it certainly is, you know, very frustrating for a person like yours truly, because I like to be a critical thinker. And when you see, and I watch all the different news because I want to see the different, how they're handling it, whether it's Rachel Maddow,
yeah.
and you can, you know, even that Joy Reid, who has a vacant brain. I mean, if she's got an IQ over 60, I would be totally surprised. But yet she gets a voice.
The
lady's one of the most horrible pundits out there, and she's not even intelligent enough, but I think she just got her $3 million salary cut, but she hates white people. I mean, she hates white people. There's no question about it. And yet she has been making $3 million, but her audience has been dwindling. But what I'm saying is, if you go to the mainstream press and you watch Face the Nation, or you meet the press, or you even get on 60 Minutes, and you go right on down the line with all these programs, you're not going to get what's really going on in America. You're not going to get the what's happening at the diner. You know, Leslie Stahl, I mean, she's so revered at 60 Minutes, and I've tried to contact her for over 15 years, and she won't touch
the subject. You know darn well you're on the list. You're a truth teller. You're dangerous. They're not going to give you a platform. It never happened. You know that.
And I know that, and obviously accept it.
Shame on all of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, shame on all of them. So even with that, because I'm one of those people, certainly a journalist, that I'm sitting here going, I've got to continue to do something. And so what I did just in the last week, since we've got into the new year, I've gotten about 20 of the top talking heads, Megyn Kelly, Chris Cuomo, Clay Travis, Diane Sawyer, Lester Holt, David Muir, Chuck Todd, Jen Psaki, Scott Simon there at NPR, Terry Gross at NPR, Leslie Stahl, Charles Hurt, Guy Benson, Meet the Press, Nicole Wallace. And what I did, and I'll just give you a quick rundown. Two, and I got their name, from Frosty Wooldridge, former Colorado math and science teacher, Golden, Colorado, six-continent world bicycle traveler, author of three books on overpopulation in America, my website, howtolivealifeofadventure.com, my phone number, my email, and the fact that I worked with Governor Lamb of Colorado and CU, Colorado University's Dr. Albert Bartlett for years. And here I request, interview request from a man who is bicycled 15 times across America, six continents in the past 45 years. This is your opportunity to educate America concerning its overpopulated and unsustainable future, plus animal extinction rates, catastrophic climate destabilization, degraded quality of life, toxic brown clouds over our cities, the gridlock traffic, the interstate traffic nightmare in every city, America about to add 4 million people at every net gain annually. That adds up to 100 million by mid-century at an ever-accelerating use of non-renewable resources, unsustainable as to water, energy, and resources. At some point, our problems will become irreversible and unsolvable. And then I put my three books, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, was published in 2004, America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, 2009, America's Overpopulation Predicament, Blindsiding Future Generations, was published in 2021. And so then, so hopefully this gets their attention. And then I just say, dear, you know, Jake Tapper, as we head into 2025, you enjoy an extraordinary stable of top researchers and writers that can educate listeners throughout America. And I go down through this thing and I say, unlimited population growth cannot be sustained. You cannot sustain growth in the rates of consumption of resources, i.e. water, energy, minerals, and metals. No species can overrun the carrying capacity of a finite landmass. This law cannot be repealed and is not negotiable. That was by the brilliant physicist at the University of Colorado, Albert Bartlett, whom I worked with. And so then I say, I've witnessed the consequences of human overpopulation in China, in India, Bangladesh, et al. I've witnessed it all over America in our gargantuan cities like L.A. and New York, Atlanta, San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, Boston, Miami, and so many more. The problems are so enormous, and the numbers are so great. Those cities cannot solve their problems. And you just said, how many homeless that are in all these cities? 175,000 in L.A., 50,000 alone in San Francisco, 45, there's 55,000 homeless in Denver. And you just go right on down the line. I mean, I think there's 50,000 right there in Chicago. And as we continue to grow beyond our resources, it's called overshoot, we're facing consequences we're not prepared to handle. So you're encouraged to handle me along with, I've got 10 top colleagues to speak about human overpopulation in our western states like California that right now houses 40 million people on its way to 60 million within 25 years. That's a fact. You can look it up. Look it up on projections for, look at California, the number of people in California today, 40 million, and the projection at 2050, it's 60 million. Yeah. Arizona stands at the brink of disaster with its lack of water, yet it continues to explode as it's expected to grow by somewhere around 1 to 1.5 million. You know, and it's most of it's driven by legal and illegal immigration and their birth rates. You know, so here's the killer. I just give a few examples. We can cover such things as the 1 million vertebrate creatures that become roadkill 24/7 on America's highways.
1 million per what period of time? 1 million per how long?
In one day.
It's 100 million a day roadkill. 100 million animals a day killed on the roads?
In America alone. Wow. This is documented. This is totally documented. We kill 365 million vertebrate animals annually in the United States of America.
You know where they all, and you know where they all go. They go into pet food for the most part. They get picked up on the road. They're worth money. They're called, it's called protein. And they take it to a rendering plant, and they put them in big vats. They skin them first, and then they cook down the protein. And then they make it into a kibble form, and you buy your cheap dog food and cheap cat food, and you'll see protein or protein byproducts in there. That's where it comes from, a lot of it.
Oh, and so, well, and so look at the horror of that. Can you imagine another 100 million more people with cars in this country? The animals don't stand a chance. And so then they always go on TV. You know, you hear it on Meet the Press, Face the Nation, on Carl, you know, Simon, Scott Simon on NPR, yeah. Terry Gross. They interview all these people, and none of them will face the fact that they're trying to solve climate change. Well, in my book, as I, you know, lived and worked in Antarctica, I call it catastrophic climate destabilization that will accelerate with population growth. There's no way to solve it if you keep adding, again, another billion to the planet and 100 million to the United States, especially at this level of consumption. And so I invite them, you can cover what it will mean with millions of added cars and trucks to our states and nations' highways, along with millions of buildings that will spew carbon exhaust by the billions of metric tons. What about the quality of life in this overpopulation nightmare?
Sure. Yeah.
Again, I can provide you with 10 to 20 topics to cover in your series. I can forward questions and answers so that you can get at the heart of what we face as a civilization.
You're not allowed to say that. I'm not going to let you do it. You know that. It's sickening.
Well, I know that, but here's...
You're not journalists. This is all about mind control.
Here's my
ploy. Yeah, okay.
The most distressing aspect of our predicament remains the fact that virtually no one will address what we're facing, but it's barreling down on all of us at breakneck speed. You know, and so what will 100 million more people added to America mean? Answer, it means the doubling of populations of our 35 most populated cities. It means California will jump 40 to 60 million. It means Florida. Check it out. If anyone thinks I'm kidding, check it out. It means Florida will jump from 21 million in 2025 to 40 million as projected by demographers by 2050. I mean, it means we're facing an incredibly unsustainable future. So finally, if you will be alive or your kids are alive in 2050, they will be struggling beyond understanding to survive in what we have bequeathed them. I say let's create a national discussion debate in 2025 in order to change course toward a sustainable civilization. I'm reminded of the brilliant words of Eleanor Roosevelt, and I admire that woman for what she did and what she accomplished. She said, and I'm quoting, "We must prevent human tragedy rather than run around trying to save ourselves after an event has already occurred. Unfortunately, history clearly shows that we arrive at catastrophe by failing to meet the situation, by failing to act when we should have acted. The opportunity passes us by, and the next disaster is always more difficult and compounded than the last one," unquote. And then finally, I finish it up. "This opportunity gives you a tremendous voice in the single greatest crisis facing America and all of humanity in the 21st century. When I talk about humanity, I speak about the 8.1 billion human beings on this planet headed for 9.1 billion by 2050. This interview or a number of interviews will be heard both nationally and internationally. We really need to engage world leaders on what humanity faces. It's got to start somewhere, and it's got to start now." Hyacinth Brass, Frosty Wooldridge, Golden, Colorado. And then I have a shot of myself on my bicycle, just like on all my columns there at rinse.com. That's what
I
sent out.
No, my friend, honestly, I've been in the business of television news for a long time. They will never get a better guest candidate, but they won't touch it because you are telling the truth. They are not about the truth, never will be, ain't going to happen.
Well, you're exactly right, because I've got absolutely zero responses. Zero. responses. You know, and every one of these people, they received my books. When that book came out in 2004, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Co-, I sent a copy to virtually all these people. I did the same thing in 2009. I said, your kids are going to be in the middle of this nightmare. And then I said, and then the 2021, when that latest book came out, blindsiding future generations. I mean, I'm flat out telling them, your kids are going to be run over like a Mack truck on a four-lane divided.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to escape another 100 million more people. And the reason I know this is so severe is because I've traveled to all the major cities in the world. I've seen them. I mean, when you're looking at China with 50 lanes of traffic, one
way. I've seen it. I wouldn't have believed it unless I did see it. You have to see it to believe it.
You've got to see it. I traveled all over China. I've already been from Hong Kong away to Beijing. I've been to Hangzhou. I've been to the Forbidden Sea. I've been all over China. They are stacked and stuffed and packed into 200 square foot apartments. I kid you not. And they can't feed their own people. They can't feed their own people. So they're buying land in South America and Africa. I mean, and they're
moving
scrounging for materials.
They're moving to take as much of the South American continent as they can. China really is targeting South America. They're also moving in Africa. They built some of those, they call them ghost cities. They're not even, no one's living in them. They built, I think, a couple of them in Africa. A city that could hold, 100,000 people, and there's no high-rise buildings. There's nobody there.
Yep.
So they're getting ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're preparing. And so when you look at that part of the aspect of this whole situation, now, all of you have just seen this. I've actually invited at least about 40 of my colleagues. It's called Insanity Immigration into the U.S. It's a group that I belong to. And we're all trying to come up with ideas. How can we get the message out? But, Jeff, you're absolutely correct. The mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, public television, even
MSNBC,
Colorado Public Radio,
CNBC, et cetera, all of them.
Oh, yeah, all of them, CNN. They will not tell the American people what's coming. They will not educate the American people.
No.
They will not allow there's no conversation possible because they will not, they want to have everybody in the dark, and yet you see all of one side of this country is, let's open the floodgates, let's have everyone come into America so everybody gets to live the American dream. And what that's really doing is destroying the American dream, overloading the country to a point where it's simply not sustainable. And for anyone who's interested in what I'm saying, there is a book out. Well, there's three. He's going to have a third one coming out. One of my colleagues, Christopher O. Clugston, C-L-U-G-S-T-O-N. He lives in Pennsylvania. And Christopher O. Clugston, I met 20 years ago at a population conference in D.C. It's called Blip. Humanity's 300-year self-terminating experiment with industrialism. Just that book, once you read it, you go, oh, my God, we are in trouble. Because in that book, he absolutely scientifically shows where we will run out of all of the materials, the metals, the minerals, the fuels, the energy, everything will be run. You won't be able to make a solar panel. You won't be able to make literally most of the stuff that we take for granted today because all of those non-renewable resources will be exhausted.
That's right. That's right.
And so we're not ready for what's coming. And yet
No, 1% might be ready, Frosty. Not even that. 1% are actually prepared and actually intelligent about the whole idea of surviving some unknown crisis. And I'll tell you another thing. I believe firmly that if a killer asteroid were coming toward this planet and was going to smack it, I can almost guarantee you this government would not tell anybody in advance. They wouldn't do it.
They just let it happen. That's
right.
Well, it's the same thing with all these sleeper cells.
It's not our government.
You know, Joe Biden put a target. Yeah, you know, Joe Biden put a target on the United States citizenry.
Yes, he did.
And any one of us. I mean, we just lost a Muslim guy in New Orleans. Just killed 15 and injured 35. Those families right now are mourning the death of their loved ones.
They'll
never get over it. I can tell you that.
Their loved ones have been taken from their lives and erased. They're gone. They're just not here. They'll live in memory, and as long as somebody is around to remember those people, they'll never really die. But there'll be a time in the future when there won't be anybody around. So, as I say, each day is a blessing. Don't forget that. Take every day seriously. Make the most of it. Try to make a little bit of something or another you encounter better. There are ways to do it. But keep in mind that this country is in real trouble. That this society, our culture, everything is being taken down. Sorry, I don't want to say it, but it's the truth.
Well, it is the truth. And again, there are those, whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Council on Foreign Relations, there are people out there in high places that are gunning to take America down and our freedom of speech, the Second Amendment rights, and literally the whole Constitution, even though it's been as extraordinarily successful as it has been for almost 250 years now.
A magnificent document, probably the greatest document this species has ever created. I agree, in terms of governance.
It surely is. It is the single greatest document of governance that has ever been created. You know, John Adams, obviously Thomas Jefferson, James Madison. I mean, I've read all these extraordinary men and their wives. Abigail Adams, she propped up John Adams, our second president, and she made him as dynamic as he was, but he had a lot of insecurities. But anyway, what these men and women did 250 years ago, we are enjoying the fruits of such an extraordinary governance that is being literally torn down and torn asunder. As a matter of fact, you can read Bill O'Reilly's latest book on it's got presidents from Washington all the way to Biden. And he says in the book, or was it in the book or was it in an interview, Joe Biden created all of the problems we're facing today. And Joe Biden, after James Buchanan, who was 1857 to 1861, just before Lincoln came in, James Buchanan was the worst president in U.S. history, and Joe Biden is the second worst president in U.S. history, according to that book by Riley.
Well, how do you define bad? He's first or second. I mean, in their own rights, they're probably equals. These people are criminals.
That's right. They're criminals. Well, there was a lot of the presidents who were out and out drunks. read the book.
Well,
it's the frailties of leadership.
Yeah.
Because we're facing right now Joe Biden, who shakes hands with the air, doesn't know what day of the week it is, doesn't know what time of the day it is, literally is propped up and simply is not functioning as any kind of a healthy commander-in-chief.
He should have been taken out
of
office long ago on cognition
25th
issues.
Amendment.
There's no doubt, of course.
Should have dumped him.
Of course. Yeah.
Should have dumped him because he absolutely...
That shows you what kind of a government we don't have. We do not have a government of, by, and for the people. They're not looking out for us. Or he would have been long gone. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and amazingly enough, I think it was that AG, her, that said that we're not going to prosecute him because he's too old and can't remember and he's too elderly, and so we can't. Well, guess what? He shouldn't be in the presidency if they didn't prosecute him because he was completely incompetent to stand trial. And that was, a year ago? And so here, again, the mainstream press has hidden this Alzheimer's dementia problem from the American public for 4 years, and it's his handlers who have been running the United States, and they haven't been doing such a good job. As I said, when you send $250 billion worth over to Ukraine, and you spend all this money in all these other countries, and we are Shriners for all of our own American kids who have all of these horrible diseases and problems. Why not serve the American people first? Serve American kids. Serve the two. It's about 500. The last I counted in my research, 540,000 Americans are homeless. 540,000. And yet we give $250 billion to Ukraine? I'm sorry. Right. If they wanted to save Ukraine, let the Europeans save Ukraine, because it's in their neck of the woods. It has nothing to do with us.
No. 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 Nor are all the billions we've given to the state of Israel, which is now engaged in five war fronts right now. Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, I've said this before,
Yemen.
Syria now, and Yemen. There's five
Yemen.
Right there. And
right, that,
those
five.
Are the
That's
open.
Correct.
Those are open attacks being carried out. They're not. Believe me, behind the scenes, Mossad is involved in far more than that. Look how many people they've assassinated in Iran. They've penetrated Iran. They own this country, basically. And that's the truth. So here we go. Trump has already said, I will give Iran hell. And we're going to, by the way, by supporting Israel, he's going to give Israel all the money it needs to continue killing people. He's going to continue, he's already said, to subsidize Ukraine. Think about that. He's going to subsidize Ukraine. He's not going to cut back on that either. So he is a war president. He is a Zionist-aligned war president. No arguments. You can't argue it. It's a facts are facts.
Well, there's no question in my mind it's going to be a messy 2025.
Yes, sir.
There are enough sleeper cells, you know, Muslim sleeper cells here in the United States. You've got all those protesters there at Columbia University, Harvard, Princeton.
Right.
They're all flying the Hamas and the Palestinian flag. You've got Rashida Tlaib in Detroit, who is a Palestinian herself. Once she got into the House of Representatives, she was wrapped inside, very proudly, inside of a Palestinian flag. Ilhan Omar is literally a non-American. She hates this country. She has no business that no foreigner like her, an immigrant like her, who is a Muslim, should be allowed into the House of Representatives. She's a disgrace to this country. I don't know why she hasn't been impeached. She's lied on her immigration papers, married her brother. You can go on down the line.
Well, she's being protected, Frosty.
That's what I mean.
Protected.
Well, the same thing's happening in Europe. All of the you go to all of the top people in Europe that are leading the European countries, whether it's Macron or whether whomever the latest is up there at the UK. You can go into Sweden. My God, they're just committing suicide, and
yes,
you wonder why are they doing it to their own people, and why are our own elected officials? I mean, my two senators are Bennett and Hickenlooper are open borders. Sanctuary city. Governor Polis is a sanctuary state. Johnston down there, the mayor of Denver,
is an open borders. While we're looking, let's
California.
Look at 40 million people in that state now. And Governor Gavin, Bolshevik communist creep that he is talking about 2027 running for president already.
Yeah. There would be no better way to take down America than have Gavin Newsom in the office, because that guy, he's
Joe
out
Biden
in outer
look
space.
Like a piker. Oh, he is.
Yeah, he'll make Joe Biden look like a piker, and he'll do it with a flashy smile and greased up hair.
Yeah.
Whatever befalls our country, and every person listening to this, broadcast across the United States and Canada, you got to get out there. And you got to start writing letters. You got to be getting on radio shows. You got to start talking up at your council meeting. You've got to ban sanctuary cities. You got to ban illegal aliens from being employed in your city, in your community, in your state. It's against, and you can use this U.S. Code 8, Section 1324. It is federally illegal to hire, to transport or house an illegal alien. We don't need them in our country. We don't want them in our country. We absolutely cannot
say that again, Frosty. That was an important one. Hold on.
Yeah.
It is a federal crime to transport or house an invader.
Employ. Also employ. Three things.
Employ. Got it.
You can't employ, you can't hire, you can't employ, you can't house, and you can't transport an illegal alien. It's up to $2,000 fine, and I think it's up
See,
to
we have all the laws on the books. They're just not being enforced. They're all
there. They say our immigration laws are broken. No, they're not broken. They're not being enforced, and Mallorca should be absolutely, he should have been impeached 4 years ago. He's a criminal
terrible.
Against the U.S. Constitution. Every time he gets on the news, I want to puke intellectually, emotionally, and as a patriotic American citizen.
Well said. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah. He should be tossed out of our country. Give him back to Cuba. And in the end, every country that's got problems, those citizens need to solve their own problems in their own country, because Europe can't take them, and America can't take them, and Canada can't sustain them, because at some point, whether it's 100 million or 300 or 500 million more people, our country will break. It will not. It will cease to be a civilization, because we can't water, we can't feed, we can't house, we can't warm, we can't transport. We cannot live a sustainable life with those huge numbers being and completely, literally imposed on our citizens by our own leaders. I mean, literally, I think the Louisiana senator...
You're speaking great truths here, Frosty. Wonderfully spoken.
But
well said.
If you take Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, he's a Republican. He's a down-home guy. And every time he gets on, he says the same thing I'm saying, but he even says it a whole lot more humoristically, if you will. But we cannot continue to take the world's poor. And look, I've been through the world's poor. I've seen more misery in my travels around the planet. You have to harden yourself. When you get to Asia and you get to India and you get to Bangladesh, I mean, people live, they live on the edge of barbarism. There's no toilets, no running water, no shower, no soap, no hygiene, diseases that kill them by the time they're in their 40s. That's what I've seen. And God bless them all, but their own countries and their own leaders need to literally change the way they operate and learn, you know, from Western cultures and save their own people in their own countries. That's the only way that the solutions will ever, ever come about around the world. And, you know, and the United States, as it is right now, gives out birth control, but so many of these countries, especially Islamic countries, they will not tolerate birth control. So they have, you know, the average Islamist has four wives, and they have eight kids per wife. That's what they try to do. So, yeah, they don't care what happens to them, but they want to come over here because, this is the land of milk and honey.
Oh, amen to that. I just wish I could see a way that the people who understand reality could somehow broadcast to the masses. The only way is on social media. But that's already obviously being censored. So what chance do we have? If we could speak to the masses of America, if you could, Frosty, they would begin to wake up even more. Now, a lot of them have awakened, but what are they going to be able to do about it? Not a whole lot. But if you could talk to them, if we had a channel that was on commercial TV, one of the major channels, a truth channel, we could make this country, I think, come alive. But they're not going to allow that. They'll kill us if we try. If we start making any progress, they'll take us right out. John Kennedy is all you need to think about. They won't stand for
it. Yeah, I'm very much aware of that one. Well, you know, if anyone wants to make a difference, you know, like the letter I just read to you about the population issue alone, and that has nothing to do. When you get down to the diversity thing and then you get down to the multiculturalism, you're talking tribal. And once you go tribal and you've got all these different tribes in this country, we're literally going to be fractured and fragmented beyond any repair, because I guarantee you, you go to Detroit, there's 300,000 Muslims there. I guarantee you they don't want to have anything to do with you if you're an American citizen.
No,
I guarantee it. You go into you know, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you've got that 125,000 Somalians, they don't have anything in common with you. The moron who brought all these people into this country ought to have been literally impeached. But anyway, that's what we're facing. And I wish for all of us to have great lives in 2025. But I can tell you, as I've said in the past, we're going to have more mini 9/11s because the Islamic ideology is convert or kill all non-believers. That's all of us. That's all Americans. And we're all in their gun sights. And Joe Biden has put all of America in the terrorist gun sites, and we're still paying. Like I say, the Shriners shouldn't have to be begging all of us on TV ads to save all these kids. We should be spending $150 billion a year. Send it to Shriners, because, or St. Jude's, or the Humane Society. Take care of America, and let the rest of the world take care of the rest of the world's self. Does that make sense?
Totally. 100%, 1,000%. It's the way it ought to be. We've been taken over, Frosty. This country has been, unfortunately, surreptitiously and otherwise, completely upended. It's not us anymore. It's them. Call it the deep state. Call it whatever you want. But you really have laid it out beautifully. Congratulations. That was a great hour. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's always a pleasure, and sometimes I repeat myself, but sometimes we need to have things repeated so we learn them.
Don't worry about repetition. It's a very good thing.
Write into social media. Beg, borrow, or steal, but write Scott Simon at NPR. You can get all of, Megyn Kelly. Have them interview Frosty Wooldridge. I will tell them on the major networks exactly what I said tonight. I am extremely clear. No one can argue with me or anybody that we need another 100 million people in this country, virtually all by immigration. There's no way to sustain it. So write in and say, this Frosty Wooldridge guy, frostyw@juno.com, that's my email. Yeah. You write into all these people. Say you want to hear from, you want to interview. Terry Gross ought to interview me once a year on the devolving of America, because I've written about it so much. I should be on Megyn Kelly. I should be on Meet the Press. I should be on Face the Nation. I can absolutely bring fact, and there's nobody on Face the Nation or Meet the Press knows as much as I know about what we're facing as a civilization. Nobody. I guarantee it.
You're dangerous. You know too much. That's a sad, simple way to sum it up. All right, my friend, thank you. We're off and rolling. Let's see what happens. You take care. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Frosty. Great work.
Happy New Year.
Okay. All right, there he goes, Frosty. His essay will be up there shortly, and he'll be back on week after next, I think, something. He's on twice a month. Back in a few minutes. Hold on.